You're listening to Those Two IM Guys podcast. You'll find interviews, reviews, and interesting topics discussed inside with your hosts, Tony Earp and James Kennedy. So, what are you waiting for? Get inside!
Hello and welcome to another episode of Those Two IM Guys with me, James Kennedy, and my co-host, Tony Earp. It's absolutely excellent to be back with another episode, and I'm going to hand you over to Tony to introduce our guest for the show.
Yeah, hi guys, welcome to the show. Just like to give a very warm welcome to Trevor McAfee. Welcome, Trevor. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
No, it's great. And in a few moments, guys, Trevor's going to tell us about his amazing new product. I believe it's called Lead Intelligence. Is that correct, Trevor? Yeah.
Yep.
But just before that, just to start, can you tell us like a bit of a fun fact about yourself that we're not already aware of?
Yeah, sure. If you follow me on Facebook, you'll probably know that I'm very passionate about football. Not the round football, the more oval football,
right, okay.
U.S. football. So I do coach football. So I coach youth football. I've coached as young as 9 all the way up to 18 years old. My oldest son plays university football in the States. And my daughter's actually starting to coach with me too. She played with me when she was 10, 11. So now she's coaching with me. So I'm pretty big into that as well. So yeah, college football Saturdays are big for me.
That's very cool, Trevor. Who's your team?
My team? Well, I got a few different teams. College is a little bit different because there's so many different conferences. I'm an Alabama fan, so I know there's a lot of Alabama fans that follow me within the IM space. But I'm not an NFL guy. I don't watch the NFL. It's a little slow for me. College is a lot faster. But yeah, that's where you catch me on a Saturday afternoon. So you're not going to see me much in the fall.
Listen, anybody that's passionate about sport, I totally get it. I'm the other football. I'm for the soccer. My team's Manchester United, just so you know. But
There you go. Yeah. I have a lot of friends that live in Asia, Thailand specifically. And, there's a lot of people that have gone over there and they're soccer football fans. So I see the battles going back and forth between them on their teams and stuff. So.
I'm one of those rare commodities where I'm a Manchester United fan that's actually from Manchester.
Because does that explain a lot then, James? That explains, yeah.
We do have a worldwide collective of fans, of course.
Seems to be everywhere around the world. Again, I'm from Scotland, so we don't really have any great football teams up here. So it just becomes too political for me. So I don't play that game at all. But Trevor, I love the name of your new product. It's called Lead Intelligence. It just made me think of my crazy dogs, and I wish they had some intelligence on their leads. But I'm more interested in telling me a little bit more about your new product.
Sure. So basically what it comes down from is, list building is a huge part of this business, any business really, collecting leads. And it comes down to knowing more about your leads and, how to offer them the right thing at the right time. We all see quizzes and stuff like that online. Everyone wants to take them and everyone always wants to know what their results are. So by using a short quiz, 3-4 questions, depending on what it is, you gather a lot of data, and that data is very important, right? Like really that's what your business drives on. You look at Facebook ads, it's all about the data and the targeting, where this is gathering that data for you, right? So by having an interactive quiz, you get that data from the users, your subscribers, and then you can offer them whatever that offer is. You can tweak whether it's a headline, whether it's certain content. We've got a score-based logic built in. So the way that you craft your questions, you can offer them different products, different content, different messaging to get, increased engagement and sales. Some of our beta testers, they were using solo ads in their business. A lot of times, solo ads can be, good and bad depending on what that is. The engagement rate going from, after opt-in to actually seeing the sales page for one of ours was 98%. Wow. So we're getting engagement, we're getting the opt-in, you warm them up and stuff like that, but actually getting them to move from that thank you page to the actual offer, one of our users saw up to 98%. So yeah, it worked really well and just a simple quiz. So it's one of those things that you get the data, they're everywhere on the internet and everyone wants to take them and they always want to know the answer and what's next.
Yeah, so sounds like it's great, Trevor, for segmentation and all that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Like
you say, getting the right office in front of the right people.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the pro version has up to 5 ending points, which is a lot. I mean, you're really not going to use that many. You know, typically 2 or 3 is good, but we've given the options to, you know, kind of spread that out, especially if you're doing like CPA and all that kind of stuff. Like, it doesn't matter what business you're in. You could be a chiropractor, a doctor, a mechanic. You know, you ask a couple questions, you offer them, you know, some free resources or whatever. You know, they book an appointment or a coupon code. Like, there's a ton of different ways that you can go with this. But that data is super important.
So it sounds like there's not really a target audience for this, so to speak, Trevor, is it? Sort of anybody can use this tool, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're launching in the internet marketing space, obviously, to get some feedback on it, how we build it, how we go out. But yeah, like, I mean, pretty much anybody can use it at any given time. So it's not just segregated into, you know, marketing space or, you know, e-com or anything like that. There's just a lot of uses for it that pretty much anybody could use, especially a marketing agency. Like, you could use this and set it up for, you know, all your clients and things like that. Right. So yeah, the target audience is pretty wide. We're starting with the IM space to launch it, get it out there. But yeah, we plan on building and integrating with a lot more things. So it's kind of a smaller project on a bigger part of a bigger project that we have a vision with.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen similar sort of tools myself in the past, Trevor, but they're super expensive, you know.
Yeah,
they're using subscription and they're very expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You know, I've tried a couple of them. I think the cheapest subscription I had was, sorry about the dog because he doesn't like me on the phone.
Oh, it's okay.
But you know, you're looking at $300 a year, right? Well, this is like a one-time fee. You come here. Sorry, guys. We'll introduce you to Milo because he doesn't like to.
Are you going to sit there like Dr. Evil and stroke?
I'm going to try. We'll give him his big stick. So, but yeah, so like, I've tried them. They are, you know, all kinds of different prices. You know, they're drag and drop and all these kind of fun things, like, which is great. But, you know, at the end of the day, do you really need the drag and drop? Like, we didn't go that far. We kind of kept it a lower end price to get everybody in to be able to use that and segment it and all that kind of stuff. Right, Milo?
Yeah, I mean,
there's no idea.
Drag and drop's nice, Trevor, but it's not a deal.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's a
deal killer, is it?
You know, Tony, I don't know.
Ultimately, it's about the data that's matching. I'm not sure. I was just saying to Trevor that, you know, having the drag and drop and all that, the bells and whistles, sometimes is nice, but it's not a deal breaker, is it? You know, it's the capturing the right data that matters, yeah?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, that data, you know, there's studies that show, like, you can sell the data, right? Like, that's not where we're going with this. We're going with this with segmenting and doing all that kind of good stuff. And you know, it's a smaller scale. But yeah, like, you could use this with e-com. You can use it with everything. And that data, you know, to be able to offer coupon codes and different stuff is where you get. The drag and drop makes it easy to kind of move things around. But, you know, with our logic system and the questions, like, we make it very easy as well. You know, and it gets you in at a decent price. Like, you don't have to put out the $300 a year. You know, some of them are thousands of dollars and stuff like that. We want to get people using it. I know it's a great way to build a list. You know, that's how I've been building my list and segmenting and offering good stuff that way. I've had it built in for a long time, and now it's just time to deliver that to, you know, this is actually a software project that I've been working on for probably about 3 years. I've wanted to do it. So I finally found the right partner to be able to develop it. You know, finding developers is tough. And Jorge is somebody that you know, we got along well, we met up, and we're just on the same page about what we're trying to do. And he's a great developer. So it's not like it's a software that's developed by a third party where you have to worry about support. Like, the developer is part of the project, is part of the sales team. You know, we're working together and we've got bigger projects and to come. So it's we're right there to fix it. It's not something that's going to be done in 6 months. Like, it's there and it's growing. So yeah, we're really
always
excited about it.
It always helps, Trevor, when the developer is invested in the project, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have exactly the same arrangement with my development team. So I get why you're doing that completely.
Yeah.
Developers is tough, but it's you know, software is what we like to do. And we wanted to create a tool that's really going to help somebody. And, you know, especially a newbie, like, anybody can use it, but especially for a newbie trying to get new leads, you can use it. Like, you can share this stuff on social media. We've got, you know, viral sharing built in and all that. We've integrated it with a few autoresponders already. you know, more coming as we create those deals and offers and incentives and stuff like that. So I think we've got MailVO, we've got, you know, the AWeber, GetResponse. You know, I'm a MailWiz guy, so I do my own third-party emailing. So, you know, there's lots of, you know, knowledge with API. So it's relatively quick to get integrated, you know, and we're going to, you know, integrate with, you know, affiliate platforms down the road. So it's, you know, quick and easy to put these things together. So, yeah, it's a great little tool. I'm really excited about it. So,
yeah, it sounds like you've got all the cool autoresponders already integrated anyway. So that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Neil Napier was great. I reached out to him and I'm like, look, this is what we're trying to do. And he set us up with his tech guys and, you know, it's LinkedIn right away. So we're really excited about where this can go and how much we can really do with it. You know, it's at the beginning stage for us, but, you know, we've already got a list of things we want to add, right? So, but it's going to be a cool little tool that we've got built in. So, yeah, I'm excited.
And from our viewers' point of view, they're going to get in right at the beginning of a great tool that's only going to get better.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I launched the software probably about almost six years ago now, you know, and I only just took it down just because it was old and antiquated and needed to be updated and stuff like that. But it's, you know, getting in at the beginning and getting the, you know, the updates and stuff like that and seeing it, how it changes is kind of cool at the same time. But yeah, having a developer and all that stuff invested is very, very crucial for anyone that wants to develop software that's out there, that's listening, that, you know, no matter what it is, you know, get them bought in on the project. That's the best way to do it. But, you know, it really comes down from it's a strategy that I used, you know, my other softwares are strategies that I used. How do I make it quicker? So it's really something we built for ourselves, but now we're going to launch to the market.
Right, sounds very cool. I think James has got another question for you, Trev.
Yeah, sure. I was going to say, obviously, it sounds very simple. And, you know, I've had a look in myself and I found it quite good, to be honest. I'm quite fortunate. I get a backseat. I get a sneaky in the door there just to have a look at it. And I was going to say, and obviously, I kind of know the answer to this, but is there training in there to show them how to use it?
Yeah, so we've tried to put as much training in as we can. You know, I've done an overview of why quizzes are important and why you should be using them. You know, it really does give you a step ahead. It makes the user feel, you know, involved in the process and that you're really trying to dig into what they're saying and what their needs are. So we've done that. We've got more training coming. Like as we add stuff, you know, we want to do the, you know, the get response and all that training. It's pretty self-explanatory, but just for anyone that gets confused. But yeah, we have training. We've got done for you stuff in there. We've got some quizzes in there that are just done for you. So you could change the questions. You don't have to do a whole lot with them. But yeah, there's all kinds of training inside. And if they need any more training, like, I mean, we're here to add more as well, right? Because you can't think of everything, you know, when you know what I know what I'm trying to achieve, but I may not, you know, I may not answer your question. So, you know, just reach out to us on the support desk or if we're connected on Facebook or whatever, say, yeah, I'm not sure about this. You know, I'm big on creating that video and we'll put it up in the knowledge base and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, love that, Trevor, because as I say, on the kind of, you know yourself, we have spoke in many times in the past, and the reality is there is a lot of products that come out and they're not supported. I love to see the fact that this is a vision going forward, and I've just found out something new. I didn't actually know Jorge was a developer, so there we go, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I know he is Jorge not, well. Not only is he a developer, he is a phenomenal developer.
Well, that's
like incredible. I send him stuff and he's like, I'm done. I'm like, what do you mean you're done? I just sent this to you. Like, it's fixed
that's
that like fast.
For so, Tony.
Yeah. So he's been a developer 20 plus years. Like he knows systems inside and out. And yeah, it's really good. We do really well. We work really well together. You know, he's learning the marketing space. I've been in the marketing space over a decade, you know, and I've worked with a lot of mentors and stuff like that. So I know a lot of the back end stuff that's going to do really well for us. But, you know, it's all about ethics, integrity, and I always want to build something that's, you know, going to deliver. You know, like I said, I like to build stuff that's, you know, not 6 months down the road and gone. It's, you know, 4 or 5 years. I've got, you know, after the launch is done, it's not a tool that is forgotten about. It's going to be something that's continue. You're going to see out there in different forms, but the launch, you want to get in on the launch because it's going to become a higher ticket monthly, that kind of stuff. But it's, you know, to make sure that we can continue to develop it and create, you know, what we need for our users.
Absolutely. Yeah, the launch, Trevor, ultimately, it's the start of the product, isn't it? It's the beginning of the product, not the end of the product.
Absolutely. And, we want to get people in there testing it, you know, figure out what their needs are. You know, I know what my needs are, but what are your needs? How can I, you know, integrate it with what you're using? How do I do that? Right. So yeah, absolutely. We want to get as many people as we can, you know, at that kind of one-time price before we have to charge, but you know, charging that monthly fee is how it gets better and how it gets maintained. Right.
Yeah. And then you can go forward based on the user feedback. Yeah.
Exactly. I like to send out polls and stuff like that. I say, what am I missing? What can we add here? How can we make this better? Right. You know, it's, you know, when you look at technology and software, they call it technology debt, right? So you start with one thing, you want to get it out there before somebody else capitalizes on your idea. Then you got to go back and kind of fix some of those things to stay ahead of the game. But you know, like I said, having Jorge on board is great. You know, we see a lot of things, and I think, you know, by being in the markets that we're in, we're going to have a lot of success with this. And we're just looking forward to working with everybody and getting better. We're all there. Everybody's looking to get better no matter what level you're at. And I think we can all work together, you know, whether it's creating templates for like just local businesses. Yeah. Can we do that? Absolutely. We can. Right. So it's just, what do people want? And that's what we want to know.
Yeah. That's great to hear. Can you walk us through the funnel, the front end, the OTOs, the price points, that sort of thing?
Sure. Let me pull it up here. Let's see what I got. Yeah. So upgrade number one, the front end basically gets you inside. You know, you can create up to five funnels, that kind of stuff. It's just basically an introduction. You still get all the integrations and stuff. The pro upgrade is upgrade number one, which gives you, you know, unlimited, you know, funnels, all that kind of stuff. We have capped some of the leads in, you know, both versions, just, you know, database stuff. Like if you're, just to make sure that you be quiet over there. I'm trying to talk.
Milo wants to be a part of the show. That's okay. He's welcome.
Yeah, he does.
Milo's behaving pretty much, to be fair.
We've got
yeah, the he's doing, he's not doing guys. Too
we've
bad.
Got the Trevor and Milo show. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. So we've kind of capped just some of the leads just because, you know, as you get started, you don't necessarily need that much space, all that kind of stuff. We do actually have a bump offer. So if you're looking at something you're using here on the front end bump offer for $10, it's unlimited leads going forward. So yeah, that's a pretty good deal. You know, we're not going to see that inside. It's going to be, you know, you're going to buy, you know, lead packages and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But really for anyone just starting out, you know, even upgrade number one gives you 1,000 leads.
Yeah.
Right. You don't have to necessarily have an autoresponder. Like we collect the leads in the database. You can export them for when you're ready to build those into an autoresponder or whatever you want to use. Say we're not integrated with one, you know, you can get those leads and put them wherever you need. Upgrade number two is done for you campaigns. So what we've done is we've worked with vendors to come up with done for you campaigns. So things like bonus pages, actual bonuses. And one of the things to get approved, like getting approved as a new affiliate is tough sometimes. So we've worked with vendors that are going to give you, you know, guaranteed approval. You got the bonus page. Literally all you have to do is just send traffic to a funnel. And you know, you create a little quiz for it and we'll get all the funnel all set up. So that's OTO number two. We do offer resell license. So, you know, you can take the resell license to obviously sell the you know, you like the software, you want to sell it as your own. You know, we do all the work for you. So we do have a reseller license in there as well. OTO number four. So this is our inner circle. So this is our monthly, basically inner circle, our monthly mentoring program. So we're going to do like weekly calls, mentoring, you know, we're going to include at least one, hopefully two done for you campaigns every single month. So it's a minimum of one. So you're going to get all those. So all the new offers that are coming out, you know, as we build bonus pages, we're going to build them for you guys too. So you can do that. And then the last one here is a white label license. So if you want to kind of have your own software company, it's a great way to start here as well. So, you know, you're going to get the source code. You can rebrand it. You can basically do whatever you want with it. You know, we want you to keep it above a certain price. Like you don't want to give it away for free, essentially. Because, you know, you can set this to be a monthly recurring. You can use it in so many different ways. We do have a bump offer here as well. We can actually install it for you and help you. But we're going to support you for a year. You're going to get our sales pages, all that kind of stuff. And the one thing that we did with our funnel is if you purchase reseller license, because they're 197 and 97. Okay, is our reseller license. If you decide you want white label, we're going to discount what you paid for the reseller license on the white label license. So our white label license is $497, but let's say you took the $197 upgrade for the resale license, we're going to discount you the $197 on the white label license.
That's really right, solid. Sounds great. I like that.
Yeah, we just want everyone to be successful, right? Software's key. Like, software sells. Software is a tool. You can use it in so many different ways. Not only your own business, but you can build your own. And we try to do our best for creating the best possible options for everyone to succeed. You know, as you can tell, I like to talk. I've been around a long time. So, you know, weekly and webinars and stuff, we just want to make sure we get with everybody and, you know, make sure everyone succeeds. Like, you know, I worked with a mentor and they're like, you know, they had a mentor before. And it's like, you know, as you get information, you pass it along. When you become successful, you pass it to the next person. And that's kind of the idea behind the Inner Circle. For $10 a month, like, you're getting, you know, Jorge and I and whoever other guests that we bring in there, plus done for you stuff. Like, I mean, it's a no-brainer, really. So we look at building that and having a good group is what we want, and see everyone's success is going to be important. So
yeah, having those done for you campaigns, Trevor, is gold. You know, we guarantee.
Oh yeah.
We did a show a couple of days ago, myself and James, and we discussed getting, you know, new affiliates getting approved as part of that show. And
yeah,
you were new once, as I was new once. We know how difficult it is to get approved, as James does himself.
I'm still new.
Yeah, but how cool is that, James, that they've got those done for you campaigns?
Yeah, again, this is a conversation I think we've had, and me and Trevor's had as well. The fact that done for you, it just guarantees it. In my opinion, it gives you like a year's leapfrog in this affiliate marketing game, because if you're applying for stuff as a newbie, people aren't going to give you approval. You've got no track record. You've got nothing. But when people are guaranteeing you approval, you're ultimately going to make sales. You might not make, like, obviously veterans like yourselves, 50, 100, 200 sales, but before you know it, you'll be getting rankings in places like Warrior Plus, JVZoo, and you're going to get instant approval going forward. And that is absolutely gold, in my opinion. You know, I think it's incredible. I think the done for you, in my opinion, is one of the best things that you can ever buy in a funnel, because it just makes your life so much easier and really kind of ramps your progress up 1,000 times. You know, incredible.
Yeah, the approval process is big. Yeah. We wanted to make it accessible for everyone. We didn't want to make it like, you know, maintenance and all that's like one time yearly thing. Like, we wanted to make sure that you're successful and can do what you want with it. It's a true white label, so we're there to help you with that. But back on the affiliate approval thing, I mean, you know, just going through all the approval requests for this launch, it's all in how you present yourself, right? So a lot of times it'll be a new affiliate, has no information. They don't send you a message. I'm like, how do I approve that? Or, you know, but don't lie. Be honest in what it is. I'm new. I'm just starting out. This is how I'm going to do it, right? The two things you want to keep in mind when you're promoting, especially a launch, is the vendor's metrics. So the earnings per click and the conversion rate are the two biggest things. Send all your traffic, filter all your traffic through a bonus page, right? Because that protects the metrics for, you know, we want to make sure it's good traffic that's going to convert. It's just not, you know, traffic exchanges, or, you know, they get 1,000 clicks and nobody buys. Like, it messes it up for the vendor. It makes it harder to sell. And it's, you know, it puts a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth, and you're never going to get it approved again. You know, a lot of vendors and the IM space is a small community. So once you do that, it kind of puts you in a bad place, but just be honest. But yeah, the guaranteed approval is huge, but yeah, just be honest. You know, I'm willing to let anybody kind of promote. Just tell me how you're going to do it. And you're looking out for my best interest at the same time.
Trevor, it's like you just watched one hour episode 3.
I was honestly just saying the same thing.
Honestly, we had such a conversation on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trevor, you just pretty much said word for word what I said.
Absolutely.
We're on the same page, definitely.
I love that when we're talking to vendors that are similar mindsets as us. And I think that's great. It's so true. We know.
And you never know who you're talking to. You know, I've had, you know, chats on my Facebook page and stuff where I've commented, and, you know, there's people that I know that are new, that are messaging, you know, some of my mentors and friends that are 7- and 8-figure marketers, I'm like, you should really know who you're talking to before you comment on certain things, right? Like, you know, take their advice for what it is. You know, they're just trying to help you, and don't slam them. Like, you never know who you're going to work with down the road. You know, it's done me well to have those conversations and keep those network options open. You know, and it's served me to this day. Like, I, you know, until this year, I was kind of out of the space for a little while. I just had my own things going on, and I came back in December, and you know, I was able to put together a 400 sale launch on the front end, right? Like, I mean, those networks, always keep those open. Don't burn bridges, because I see that happen a lot in this space. But just be honest and true, and hold yourself to high standards. You'll get there, and you know, people will appreciate it for you, especially your buyers that are trusting you, right? So it comes the same way when you're going for affiliate approval too, right? Because you're going to need those networks down the road.
Absolutely. Just going back to the software, Trevor, I think what's really nice is that not only can you use it on a personal level, but you can use it as an agency, sell that service, I'm sure. Assuming. And also, it's a business opportunity with the white label as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. If you're going to go the agency route, I would suggest getting the white label for yourself. That way you can do customizations and stuff like that, that, you know, we don't currently have. It's not set up so much as an agency license, but if you have unlimited funnels and unlimited leads, yeah, you could do that for somebody. You know, I wouldn't say no to that, because you're using it for your personal, like whatever that is, but your best bet would probably do white label. That way you can customize it. You could, you know, kind of create some of those templates in there that we don't currently have, but yeah, absolutely. You know, I suggest anything that you can do, and turn it into an agency and sell somewhere else on like Fiverr or something else. Absolutely do that. Like, I've been playing around with Fiverr this year, and I probably made about $1,000 doing very little work. Like, I've done the arbitrage method. I set up a couple things and it runs, and that's it. So, I mean, there's lots of opportunities out there. So just think outside the box and have fun with it.
Fiverr is very overlooked to earn a nice passive income, Trevor, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it was just something I was playing around with it, because I got a course on it. I was like, all right, I'll check it out. I did a couple things. Yeah, it takes a little bit to get going, but every now and again, but it's not my main business. But I've also put $1,000 in my pocket doing very little work. Yep. So I'll take it.
I love that. I mean, I think when a lot of people look at things like Fiverr, they think $5, what's the point of doing something for $5? But if you try to buy anything on $5 on Fiverr, nothing at $5.
Nothing's is $5. No.
Nothing is $5.
Because nothing is $5.
Even if you buy something at $5, it costs you $6.50 because they take the agency fee. Their fees.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. On average, should be called $500 or something now, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do voiceover work, not so much lately, but I've done voiceover work, and I have, believe it or not, guys, I mean, I've had some of the biggest brands. I've done Glenlivet whiskey. I've done loads of big events with my Scottish accent. It tends to go down well for kind of Scottish events in America, and all booked through Fiverr. I mean, Glenlivet, one of the biggest whiskeys on the planet, and they booked me through Fiverr. So that should tell you. See, to be honest with you, this call is absolutely full of golden nuggets of knowledge, not mentioning your product. I mean, but honestly, just so many golden nuggets, and I'm sure our viewers...
Trevor, we'll have to get you on another show and just have a general internet marketing discussion, because between us, the viewers are going to get gold.
Oh, I would absolutely 100% be up for that, without a doubt, you know. The only thing
I got no problem with that, anytime.
The only problem I've got with it is I found somebody that actually speaks more than me, which is quite entertaining, to be honest. Let me get a word in, Trevor. Come on, let me in.
James, you know, it's just I've been around for so long. I've worked with so many people. Like, I just learn all the time. And yeah, it's just all up there. It's just a matter of putting it all together. And that's the challenge, right? Because I have so much.
And I think keep learning is the right attitude, you know, because 10 years and you're still learning. Tony is a veteran as well, and he's still learning. And again, I really respect people like that, because I've been in so many industries where everybody, the kind of guys at the top, think they know it all, and they absolutely fall because they're so rigid. You know, as things move, they don't bend with the times, or they don't move with the latest softwares. If I'm looking for anything about software, I talk to Tony, because he's like the software guru. You know, he knows everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's amazing.
And there's lots of ways that, you know, everyone right now is in the launch game. There's so many launches every single day. But if you, you know, like this year, my transition is, yes, I'll be doing launches, but I'm transitioning to a higher ticket model using webinars. Webinars is probably a lot less stress. I know you know how the stress of a launch is, but using webinars, you're able to, you know, target that market and deliver a better product, in my opinion. You get a better customer. But, you know, that's where my model is. But if you're stuck in, I have to launch every single month, you have to launch every single month if you don't have something else, right? So the launch model is part of like one pillar of many pillar system, right? So it's interesting. And you know, everybody's funnel is different and everyone tells you how to do them different. You know, my big thing on my launch is, you know, stuff on the back end and stuff like that. So there's a lot on launches and everybody does it differently. And it works different for everyone.
I've never spoke to anybody in our frequency as tightly in our frequency, Tony, as we have with Trevor today. He's so on point, yeah, in my definitely. Opinion. Trevor, this is a pleasure. But let's get back to your product, because to be honest with you, the stuff that you're bringing out is definitely worth another couple of episodes. We might bring you back in a bi-monthly basis or something, you know.
But, well, we can go when the launch is over, we can go through some of the numbers and how it did, and I'll show you kind of where my money comes from. Because it's not so much the launch itself. Like, yeah, that's part of it, but there are other things that I have in place that, you know, I make money from as well. So we can go through some stuff. Like, yeah, I don't mind coming back anytime. Yeah, for sure.
That would be awesome.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So, Trevor, I love the concept. We love the product. The product sounds good. The funnel sounds incredible. When's it available and how can we get a hold of it?
So tomorrow, which is September, what's that, 7th, 9 a.m. Eastern time on Warrior Plus, we go live. So we're pretty excited about that. So getleadintelligence.com/live is where it will be. Obviously, you guys drop your affiliate links to all your people down below the video, I'm guessing. So, but yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent. That's excellent, because we're looking forward to obviously getting access to this. Personally, I think it sounds fantastic. Tony, any other words before I ask my favorite question?
Just basically to confirm what Trevor just said, to our viewers and listeners, that below the video in the description, there will be a link to the full product information, guys, on mine and James's bonus page. And we've put together an awesome bonus package to complement that product. So make sure you check that out in the description below the video, yeah?
There's no bonuses like a Tony Art bonus, that's for sure. Tony's bonus.
So what, on your bonus page, I'll give you something you guys can access right now. What we'll do is, after the launch is done, probably a couple of weeks afterwards, we can all jump on with all your, you know, whoever purchased through your link, we'll jump on a webinar, we'll go through the software, and I'll answer any of their questions.
Oh, man, how amazing is that?
Yeah,
a live one-to-one mentor call. That's awesome. Thank you, Trevor.
Yeah, we'll set up, I'll give you guys a link. I'll set up something in Webinar Jam, and I'll give you guys a link to that, and then you guys can put it in the registration page, and then we'll figure out a day, and then we'll put it all together. Absolutely.
Sounds awesome. Amazing. Awesome. Trevor, it's been an absolute pleasure. But before we go, and this could end up into another 3-hour chat, because this is my favorite question. Okay. If you had to start all over again tomorrow with nothing in your pocket other than $100 on a card, if it needs to be on a card, and a laptop, and what's in your head and what's in the fire in your belly, what would you do?
I think knowing what I know, so using the experience that I have, knowing what I know, I think for me, it would be creating a product and launching it. You don't even actually need money to do that, really. I would take that knowledge, wrap it up into a product, you know, post it up there, get launched. A launch is going to get you, one, it's going to be the quickest way to build your leads. Then they're buyer leads, they're hot leads, and it starts getting you out there. You know, use the network and the connections that you have. And it doesn't have to be a full-blown launch. Say, hey, I put this product together. It's all my knowledge. You know, do you mind sending this to your affiliate list or whoever? You don't have to do like a full launch calendar, but just start approaching the people that you know and say, here's everything that I know here, you know, create some templates, whatever. And, that's the quickest way that you're going to, one, build your list and get your name back out there, and you're going to be an expert in your space.
Amazing. Amazing. I love that. Absolutely love that. Tony, anything else you would like to add before we go and call it a day?
I'd just like to thank Trevor for joining us on the show. It's been amazing to have you. It's been an awesome interview. And we wish you all the very best of luck with the launch, and we'll be supporting you fully.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on. I look forward to coming on again. And yeah, we'll chat soon. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
absolute pleasure, Trevor. And again, guys, don't forget, as Tony and Trevor mentioned, click the link below. The bonus page is going to just be ridiculous. It's going to be longer than a scroll. It's massive with all the bonuses that Tony's going to put together for you. It's incredible.
James, and James, one thing to add to that, quality bonuses.
It is all quality. That's the quality really ridiculous bonuses. Part, isn't it? I mean, it really is. Tony, the kind of stuff that Tony's going to give you access to is SaaS softwares and all sorts of incredible stuff. Tony is, if you don't know already, I came through, got to know Tony by actually promoting one of his products and then fell in love with his bonuses and we became a friendship. And now, next time next year, Rodney, we're billionaires. That's a UK joke for only fools and horses. Look into it. It's well worth checking out. Once again, Trevor, on behalf of myself and Tony, thank you so much. This has been absolute gold. And guys, Lead Intelligence goes live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern. Is that right? 11 a.m. Eastern?
9 a.m. Eastern, September 7th.
9 a.m. on the 7th. It's going to be incredible, and I'm definitely going to be jumping on and getting a hold of this product myself. Thanks for watching, guys, and listening, and we will see you all again on an episode very soon. Take care. Bye.
Bye for now, guys.
Thanks for joining those two IM guys today. We hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to tune in next time for more interesting subjects, hints and tips on running your internet marketing business.